Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Joe and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah! On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
So the Astros lost yesterday. Magic number, 6 games for them to clinch the American League West. Mariners lost in hilarious fashion last night. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to linger on a loss as they move on to take on the Angels for 4 starting tonight. There was a piece in The Athletic from Chandler Rome, and a quote from Jose Altuve jumped out. It's about Alex Bregman's future. Here's what Altuve said about Bregman, who's a free agent after the year's done. Quote, "I don't see any chances of him leaving. That might be just me. I really think that at the end of this season, our front office people, GM, and ownership are going to get a deal done for him. I'm sure that we are not only a better team with him, but we are a better organization with him. We really need to make it happen." I am wondering if Jim Crane listens to that, because this article continues to say Altuve remains a realist. He is not confident the Astros will retain Bregman. He said, "It's not like I'm confident. Maybe it's just that I don't want to see it happen, Bregman leaving, so I don't think about it. I don't have control, but if I could, I would just pay Breggy whatever he wants. His professionalism, his desire to win, and his desire to get better at the stage he is, he's a superstar. That's really hard to find. You don't find a lot of guys trying to get better like he does every single year, every single day. We really need to reward guys like him." Damn, Jose.
Yeah, it's... I'm glad to hear him just say it, because it's... I mean, it's so obvious in a way, but sometimes you need guys within the organization to speak out like this to maybe get the message through. And if Jose Altuve is telling you how important this player is, and your medical staff thinks that Alex Bregman's going to hold up over this contract, then you probably should. Because who's playing third base next year?
I don't know.
Bryce Matthews?
He is at AAA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he is there now, and he's playing third base some, if not pretty consistently at this point, I believe. But like, I know it's worked out with Peña being the shortstop and replacing Correa. I know Kyle Tucker obviously easily replaced George Springer. Somehow you've replaced Keuchel and Cole, you replaced Verlander, and then you brought him back pretty successfully. Like, you've successfully replaced all these major assets that have just walked in free agency. It'd be nice to keep one, not named Jose Altuve. And Yordan Alvarez, they extended him as well. But I'm with Altuve here. I would find a way to keep Alex Bregman. You know, he is a core part of this. I just think he's so challenging to replace.
He really will be. And, I mean, the only short-term replacement is probably going to be expensive, not as expensive as Bregman would be. I'm curious to see what happens. I'm sure that Altuve has spoken about other potential leaving Astros. I'm sure he's said things about George Springer, maybe after the fact, Carlos Correa, among others. But I can't remember him speaking in detail like this about a person who's about to be a free agent. And I do wonder if Astros ownership hears him and says, "Let's make our boy happy.
Mm-hmm.
He's our favorite son. The oldest boy."
You have money to do it. I mean, Alex Bregman's on it. Like, he's $30 million towards the luxury tax this year. I don't think his contract will exceed that. Justin Verlander's contract is going to be up at the end of the season. He is not going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll be back. There's a good chance Ryan Pressly is not back, you know, next year.
So there will be some open money to work with.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, look, Jim Crane's rich enough. just get a credit card. Just put it on a credit card.
Mm.
And then when you don't make the payments on that credit card, transfer it to a zero interest credit card.
Mm.
And then when that credit card's promo deal expires, then you transfer it to another credit one. Card. Yeah.
How many credit cards you got, Paul?
He's counting.
I think he's using two hands.
Eight.
Whoa. Eight?
And you know what's crazy? My credit score, impeccable.
Really?
Yeah, that's what's surprising.
So the transferring.
Does work.
It just works.
But, I mean, yeah, moving back from Seattle was expensive. So what do you want from me? It was a little expensive. I didn't have any money at the time. And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to do what you got to do.
I understand that. I mean, we're still in debt from our wedding because we were just like...
You went ham, though.
Yeah, we did.
It's a good time.
It was a fun wedding.
You'll remember it forever.
Yep.
See? Especially when you look at your credit card bill.
Yes. Any like correlation you think? Like you see the Altuve story, but then we had the Scott Boras story earlier in the week when you know he's openly talking about Bregman playing second base. I know it. You know, today starts potentially his last homestand as a Houston Astro in the regular season. Like, this is regular season affordable ticket prices. This is your last chance to potentially watch Alex Bregman as a Houston Astro. Do you find any, like, is it weird to you that all this is coming out at once instead of it, like, being sporadic throughout the year? Because we really haven't talked about Alex Bregman's contract. Like, there's been really very minimal stuff from Dana Brown or from Scott Boras or from Alex Bregman. And then now all of a sudden you've got Altuve, Scott Boras, Dana Brown. They're all talking about it. Is it just the end of the season, like, panic a little bit that just nothing's been done?
I don't know if it's that. I feel like kind of going back to what we were talking about with Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday, and this is not me calling Chandler Rome's integrity into question, but I imagine conversations are being had. Slow point in the year. This is interesting stuff. And hey, you want to get more access to players? Well, talk to their agents about their contracts coming up.
Yeah.
And look, Boras has weighed in on it, and I think it's very interesting that Altuve weighed in on it, but it makes sense. I mean, they've been together for the longest time, and if Altuve is the only guy here, if Verlander leaves this offseason, if Bregman leaves this offseason, I mean, he's the last guy.
I mean, technically, Lance is still on the team.
True. That's true. I always forget. I'm sorry.
But they'll be the final two, and the only one playing will be Jose Altuve. Will be the last man standing from the 2017 World Series team.
That's true.
Like, it's just the fact that they kept as much of it together that they did, I think, is incredible. But, and the fact that they've.
Especially considering they're not the Dodgers, they're not the Yankees, they're not the Red Sox, they're not the teams that are considered to have the most money in baseball, the Mets, too. So it's been great that they were able to keep it together. And I know Jim Crane gets a lot of flack. Sometimes it's deserved, but it would be great to hear Jim Crane listen to Altuve. I wish there weren't the limitations that there were in baseball to make it competitive for everybody, but the Astros, to their credit, they have spent a lot of money of late. We do this segment every single week. Whenever Dana Brown joins the Astros flagship station, we determine whether or not we are down with Dana Brown. Are you down with Dana B?
You down with Dana B?
This ball club's too, it's too good.
You down with Dana B?
He's pretty much given me the steering wheel and said, hey, this is your gig.
You down with Dana B?
These guys have been out for so much in the season that it feels like we're acquiring two new players.
I guess we'll see.
You down with what Dana B is saying about Alex Bregman? When asked about his contract on the flagship this morning, make no mistake, said Dana Brown, we're going to have some conversation about Bregman. Bregman has done a lot of great things for this organization, and we would love to see him stay.
Yeah, I listened to him say it. It was just a lot of, he's awesome. I hope he's here. I'm going to say I'm not down. I didn't like the urgency in which I heard. He also said...
Describe the tone.
More laissez-faire. He talked to Scott Boras the other day when he saw him. Whenever, I guess, Chandler was able to do the interview, Dana Brown talked to him. He said they talked for like a minute. I was like, hey, we're gonna talk about this, right? And Scott was like, yeah.
Oh, this is like two guys that see each other out in public and they make future plans, but they don't actually want to talk to each other.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're gonna get that beer, right? Eventually, yeah, just hit me up. And then the text never gets sent.
Guilty.
I think
raising my hand. Yeah, everyone's done that.
To be fair, everyone is guilty of that.
this is just your boilerplate GM saying everything politically correct without saying anything more. More, are you down with Dana Brown? He was asked about Justin Verlander. Last start was pretty good. He really turned a corner. So we are hoping he continues to build off of that. Did he turn a corner in his last start?
That's why I had to put that one in there.
Yeah, turn a corner. I don't know. I mean, he wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean turn a corner where I come from.
Yes, he was... Because he kept using... He also was using the word grinding through the game. If you're grinding through a game, I don't think you're turning a corner. You might hit the wall as you turn the corner, but you're not just like turning it. So I'm going to say also on this one, I'm a no on this one. He didn't turn a corner.
I don't see that either.
I don't see that at all.
More from Dana Brown on the Astros flagship. Are you down with Dana Brown? Asked about the top of the lineup struggles. No. Not at all. Not worried about the lineup. These guys will be dialed in. They've done it before.
Okay, down? Yeah, I think I'm down with this one. This goes back to the beginning of the season when we started the segment. And we would just like give them a hard time for saying they're going to win 8, they're going to win 10. Yeah. And they wouldn't do it. But then they finally did it. So this is one of those where I'm like, yep, they're going to do it. Like they're going to dial in and be good in the postseason. Not worried.
They don't suck at home this year, so that's good.
And they can always, you know, paint the batter's eye a little more if they need to.
I would like somebody with, let's just say, a little bit more work ethic than me to do the before and after this year of the most recent paint job of the batter's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Are they better? Are they worse? It was not that long ago, but it's been enough time where I would imagine there's a sample size to look at.
I think it's just Yordan is the one that matters. Because they talked about last year how it was, I think it was lefty. It was lefties that was affecting the most.
Mm.
And he had gone, what, like a month and it's a half fault. At one point without hitting a home run at Minute Maid.
Lefties are demons.
And then he started just like going off at home. So I'm gonna say fix Yordan. And if that's who it's for, then do whatever he says. It's like Altuve with Bregman's contract. But if Yordan wants something, make it happen.
I'm with you on that. One last one. This is about Kyle Tucker. Said Dana Brown, I feel strongly that by the postseason, he will be in baseball shape. The home run he hit over the weekend, that it seemed like that was baseball shape.
Yeah. Do you feel like he's not in baseball shape when you watch him play baseball?
I mean,
I don't know. Like, I just watch him like, he looks okay to me, but I guess not.
I don't think baseball shape's a really high threshold to cross. No offense. To baseball players.
I mean, look at some of the guys we've seen be successful.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
I mean, who? Pablo Sandoval?
I think he'll be in baseball shape. He's had enough time to come back, you know, in terms of play. He's also had a lot of time to come back from the fracture that he suffered that the Astros called a bone bruise.
You know, contusion, bone bruise, fracture, snapped in half. It's all the same.
Right, Ben Gamble?
Yeah. Ben Gamble. Poor guy. Broken leg.
That would really bum me out because we were very team Gamble.
Yeah, we were becoming Gamble heads.
That is down with Dana Brown. Up next, we got a deep steel blue pill for you. How good is this Houston Texans defense? And, man, the Titans are down bad right now. Stick around.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Texans' defense was a little shaky week one against the Colts. The plays of 50-plus that they allowed to Anthony Richardson, three of them, two for touchdowns, concerning because we saw it last year. But then Sunday against the Bears, and it was a rookie quarterback with not a great offensive line in front of him. But they held DeAndre Swift to 12 carries for 14 yards. They sacked Caleb Williams 7 times. They hit him 11 times. They had 20 pressures. It's going to be very interesting to see what that defense does Sunday in Minnesota against a Vikings team that has been making it work on offense. And Joe, before we get a deep steel blue pill talking about how good the Texans defense is, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Where do you think Sam Darnold ranks among all quarterbacks in the NFL in terms of yards per attempt, which I actually believe is one of the best ways to measure how good a quarterback's been?
I mean, gosh, just because of the 96-yard touchdown pass. I'm going to say fifth.
Third.
Wow.
First place, Derek Carr. 11.4 yeah. yards per attempt.
Of course.
I know nobody cares. I cannot believe I'm starting Derek Carr in fantasy football this week.
Listen, I did it all last year with Jared Goff.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I did 2 years in a row with Jared Goff, and Goff got me a lot. Baker Mayfield, 9.7, is second.
That's Ooh. Who I'm starting in fantasy football this week.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, like career resurgence, and Derek Carr. Like, yeah. It's the year of the comeback.
Sam Darnold is tied for third in passing touchdowns with 4. Can you guess where he ranks in QBR?
I'm going to say second.
Tied for 4th. Close. Okay. Can you guess where he ranks in passer rating? Say you don't buy into his QBR.
Which one's normally higher? I can't remember.
Passer rating is the weird.
Goes to 158.3.
Okay. And QBR is out of 100.
I know he's throwing it like at least. I'm going to say 6th.
5th.
Okay.
Guess who he is one up on.
CJ?
Yeah. CJ 6th. So Sam Darnold's been good. It's probably more Kevin O'Connell than it's Sam Darnold. It's also definitely Justin Jefferson, who's probably the best wide receiver in the NFL. Anyway, time for a deep steel blue pill because the Texans defense is getting some love.
Little blue pills can take 30 minutes to get you ready for excitement.
So that's why we're giving you a big, deep steel blue pill.
You take the blue pill, believe whatever you want.
Get it up for the Texans and take this deep steel blue pill.
And by the way, she'll like it too.
Texans war! If you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, I just had a little mini seizure.
And like the whole, like, good thing this desk is like bolted down. I can still feel it shake.
I just got so excited hearing Clay Walker. Clay Walker did screw up the national anthem, by the way. Sorry. I had faith in him. Luke Kuechly was a really good linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, and then he walked away from the game. Mm-hmm. He is a big fan of what the Houston Texans are doing on defense. Some would say he glazed them here.
7 sacks, a ton of pressures, and they're deep, too, at that position. Jerry Hughes has been around for a long time. He's obviously had a ton of success. And then Derek Barnett was a first-round pick with the Eagles, so it's not like Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter come out, and then they put in 2 backup guys that aren't any good. They have depth everywhere. And D'Amico Ryans played in the league for a long time, super mm-hmm. good player. He knows what he's doing on the defensive side of the ball. And I will say one thing about playing defense, you get a lot of confidence knowing your offense can score points. And I know they didn't score a ton last night, but when you have C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell mm-hmm. and Nico Collins and those guys, and you know you can score at any moment. You play a lot harder. You take more opportunities. There's more chances to be had.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, kind of your run-of-the-mill, very basic. Yeah. Like, hey, they're good. And you know what? The offense is good, too. And that makes them confident.
Yes, but he is right. I mean, you know, Stingley can be more aggressive. You can go for a pick 6 when you probably shouldn't. You can go for, you know, Lasser can be more aggressive what he's doing. I think that's also part of it, too. Like, as much confidence as your offense gives you, that pass rush has to give the entire defense so much confidence. Because they have so much talent that any given day, any given Sunday, they're going to wreck a football game.
Complementary football, where you have a team that can score points, that can throw the football, and has a pass rush on the other side, that works.
Mm.
Does it always get you a Super Bowl? No, but I think we all remember the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South over the first half of Houston Texans' existence, where, I mean, that was it. Peyton Manning was going to score points on you. And then when you were down two touchdowns, David Carr, Matt Schaub, whoever, was running for his life from both Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis.
You think the Texas defense is going to be better than the offense this year the whole season? I'm starting to lean yes.
Wow.
And it's nothing against the Texans offense. I'm really having a hard time not buying into this Lassiter hype. And
Mari did almost have two interceptions on Sunday, the first of which getting called back was not his fault.
Yeah, sometimes those are hard things to judge against each other because I think the offensive stats are a little bit easier to digest than defensive stats as for the whole team. But yeah, I'm starting to lean towards the defense might just be because of who your coach is, because of what they invested in that as well, that the defense will be better than the offense this year.
Interesting. Interesting. We'll write that down. I'm not even going to push back.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that. The way that they fly around and hit people is something else. This is a defense that lost two guys that they are literally playing on Sunday. Jonathan Grenard, who was very good for them last year. And on top of that, Blake Cashman, who came out of nowhere and had a great year at linebacker for them.
People have been gushing about how good he was last week.
Yeah.
For Minnesota.
But, I mean, did you miss him?
No.
First off, I love Azeez Al-Shaair. I love that guy. I would go to battle with that guy any day. I mean, he's taking on six guys at once on the sideline. He punched him. Something. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care about that. That guy brings an attitude with him. And it's clearly the other players are feeding off of it. Mm-hmm. Henry Toa was not a good player last year. Now, all of a sudden, he's violent. Jalen Petrie in this nickel role is a real playmaker and is hurting people out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a lot of talent on this defense. So I'm not pushing back on that.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be your defense. You're typically the best side of your ball will be what your head coach represents. Also, when you have a defensive coordinator as your head coach. Like that's where the majority of his time is going to be. And just seeing the way that they attack Caleb, like I'm very curious what they do this weekend against a quarterback who, yes, Sam Darnold's been impressive. And maybe, you know, a year under Kyle Shanahan and not playing last year really is going to turn around his career. Like, it seemed like maybe it did for Baker Mayfield being with Sean McVay and not playing there much. But I believe in the defense. They seem very fun. Like, it seems like they're going to hurt a lot of people in a clean way. Sometimes not clean.
Well, hang on. No, you got to pick one or the other.
No, because like...
You can't hurt someone in a clean way.
No, because you have like the hit on Cole Kmet, which was clean, and then you have the punch in the face from Azeez Al-Shaair. So like, it's going to be a mixed bag, man.
You're going to like tackle them and like slowly lie them down.
No, but also like...
Put some chloroform on their face and give a pillow.
CJ Stroud is going to have a lot of opportunities to say, hey, stop taking those hits after games.
That would be really funny if he just does that every single week. The next time they play the Titans, he says that to Will Levis.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
deserved.
Stop getting sacked. Hey.
No, that's actually bad advice. Will Levis needs to learn to just take a sack every once in a while.
Take the sack. Stop doing crazy things. Also, don't upload spicy things to the cloud. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Would you? I mean, I'd rather.
Does seem kind of on brand for Will Levis. Just throws things out there. He probably should.
If I had to pick one, I'd rather him be loading. Like, if I was a Tennessee Titan, if I was a member of the organization, and they said, hey, Will Levis is going to upload one sex tape a month, or every football game, he's going to do the dumbest play you've seen.
He didn't upload it.
Which one would you choose?
To be fair, he didn't upload it, but yes.
A sex tape will be released. It's like a hostage situation.
Honestly, here's
You take the tape all day.
Here's the funny thing. The really funny thing about like sex tapes and how some people have literally written a sex tape to stardom. It is kind of funny that like for a NFL player to have that leaked, it's no big deal because they're like, oh yeah, good for him. The poor girl that got it leaked, like that sucks for her.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You gotta capitalize. Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton.
You gotta lean into it.
It's the life we grew up in.
You gotta have a real level of self-confidence and money.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Kim Kardashian was on television before her.
Paris Hilton before that.
Yeah, she was Paris Hilton's assistant.
Kardashian literally copied Paris Hilton. Nobody talks about that.
I'm now exposing more of myself as someone that watches trash television, even when I was younger.
Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do when you're around the wifey. Speaking of Will Levis, I did think this was noteworthy. we don't need to go full South Side for this. Someone found Will Levis's phone number.
Oh.
So he had to change his phone number. The guy's having a rough week. I mean, part of it's self-induced.
Again.
But the phone number, someone apparently found his phone number. He's been getting unwanted messages since the game. And, yeah, he has to change his phone number.
I think he kind of, like, asked for this to happen.
Because, no, he didn't ask for it, Joe. No.
Because he told the story of it happening on draft night.
Oh.
Maybe this is a Will Levis problem. Like, it happened for the draft and now.
He's just reckless.
Yeah, like, it just, like, maybe he's, you know, just dishing out the number to people and then they're spreading it around.
A lot of turnover.
He's trying to pick up hot chicks and they're just, hey, Mayo boy, I got his phone number here. Mm. Also, this happened to Dan Campbell, but it was his house.
Dan Campbell's house. Right? Dan Campbell is selling his house now because prankers doxed his home address after he lost. What? How is that a prank, by the way?
I don't know.
It's well, just like, a prank, bro.
Also, he's the Detroit Lions head coach and it was one loss. They're not Alabama football. Like you're going to have to live with one loss every once in a while.
But that's like people think this like swatting is funny. Have you ever seen that happen?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, to Twitch streamers. They think it's like the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, that's not funny.
It's not funny.
Like, people can get killed doing that.
They really can.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Galan and George.
Don't dox people.
Don't dox people.
Maybe Will Levis.
You can't say that.
I mean, it's your fault that Jeremy got doxed.
No, it's not.
I
just retweeted something. I literally retweeted it. Wow, Jeremy was being a jerk to an entire fan base. I just retweeted it. He got the exposure he wanted.
You said, let's get him, boys. That's what you said.
I did not say that.
You quote tweeted and said, internet, do your
thing.
That
is a lie. That is entirely a lie. A couple other little notes. Jordan Love might be back against the Titans. Bears at Colts on Sunday. Real quick, who would you rather have, Anthony Richardson or Caleb Williams right now? Joe is walking out of the studio. What?
Come on.
I think it's a fair question to ask.
What?
Right now, who would you rather have?
Caleb.
Okay. You're saying it so confidently. Anthony's had some fun moments. Has Caleb had any? No.
He had some great
similarly an experience. Boys.
Hard Knocks was fun with the slip and slide.
Who'd win in a fight?
Anthony
Richardson.
He would get hurt.
Come on, dude. Look at the size of these two guys.
Yeah, I know.
His fists would get hurt on Caleb's face.
He would punch Caleb in the face and his hand would break.
And then on Monday Night Football, Jags at Bills. Jags about to go 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is Galan and George. He's Joe and Paul. Up next, our 10-minute drill. In the 10-minute drill, all-time defense of Drake London's touchdown defense and another great Jim Harbaugh line. Stick around.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Set! Hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. We do have a Thursday night football game. My New England Patriots, the New York Jets. It's in New York. It's on Amazon Prime. The Jets, last I checked, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975 for awesome first deposit bonus. The Jets are 6-point favorites. That seems like a lot.
Give me the Patriots plus 6 in this one.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, the Jets barely beat Will Levis last week. Like they are lucky to be 1-1.
I think the Patriots are going to cover a lot this year because they run the football well and their defense is good. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of low-scoring games, and they're probably going to be heavy underdogs in a lot of them. So I'm with you here. I don't know if they win. I hope they win. I hate the Jets. Hate them. Why are you laughing?
I love how much you hate them.
I almost got in a fight with a Jets fan the first time I ever drank alcohol in an NFL game. Patriots-Jets. The Jets beat the Patriots in the divisional round of the playoffs in 2010. Ooh. You know what bothered me? It wasn't the Jet fan talking trash because they won. It was then the guys started talking trash about the Celtics and about how the Knicks were going to beat the Celtics. And I was like, well, this guy's an idiot. I need to punch him in the face. I'd had three Guinnesses too many. I ended up breaking up with the girl that I was talking to at school at the time because she gave me crap and I did not take it well.
Crap or crabs?
No,
oh,
crap.
Okay.
When she texted me something along the lines to bust my balls,
yeah.
I told her to F off.
Wait, she do you?
She did. That's on brand for me.
I have a going to a Patriots game question now. Is yeah. that what people drink at Patriots games? Is
they Guinness? had Guinness there. Guinness on draft. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's an Irish people.
I know, but I've just never seen it before.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
Yeah.
I love Guinness, so I would be all over that.
Big Guinness fan. Anyway, yeah. I hate that guy. I still hate him. How dare you think the Knicks would ever be better than the Celtics? Like, any Knick fan. Just a complete moron fan.
Was that like Linsanity times?
Remember Mello, yeah.
I think it was during the time where the Celtics were, the Ubuntu Celtics were falling back to the pack. And the Knicks, yeah, I think it were Mello time.
Or they just signed Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, it was like that. They were like, yeah, we're going to take you down this year. And I that put me over the edge. Anyway, Paul's still a crazy person. 10-minute drill. I love Jim Harbaugh. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh was even talking about here, but a reporter asked him a question, and he just speaks gold.
What about his coaching style? Or what about his kind of like teaching philosophy lends itself to such good like running production?
He's just a great coach. I mean, one of the best I've ever been around. You know, like Moses. I'm gonna die leaning on my staff. Roman, Jesse Minner, Ryan Fick, and those coordinators are, you know, in my opinion, some of the best in the business. And
I have no idea what that means.
I think he was asked about the running back coach or the offensive coordinator.
But how does that relate to talking about that guy? Like Moses, I'm just gonna die on my staff.
I'm gonna die leaning on my staff.
He leans on his staff.
He's going to die doing it. Oh, maybe he's talking about Greg Roman.
I think it was Greg.
That makes sense, because hey, Greg Roman's the OC there. What a... Like what is like your... What process is in your mind?
Well, you think staff.
Moses.
Famous people with staffs. Moses.
Did Moses die leaning on his staff?
Is that how he
died?
Forgot if that's how he died.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
But at this point,
I used to know the Bible pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what?
He's normally depicted with the staff, like parting the Red Sea.
Yeah,
so.
That's what he did with the staff.
I'm just glad that, you know, Jim Harbaugh's back in the NFL.
He didn't say, I have to say, dying leaning on my staff. He could have just said, lean on my staff. He made it more dramatic than it had to be, saying that he's going to die with Greg Roman at his side.
God, I wish he was the coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I can't believe they weren't able to figure that out.
Well, Eberflus earned himself an extra year.
Just think about that. Imagine if you had Jim Harbaugh and Caleb Williams. Like, how are you not the Houston Texans? Even if you're 0-2 right now.
I know.
You're like, the vibes would be immaculate.
Joe's like, I know.
Sorry. I'm rubbing it in.
I didn't make the decision.
He played there.
But these quotes are just, I mean, I'm just glad they're back in the NFL.
Yeah. Too.
Like, because, like, they get put on a different pedestal when you're the NFL, coach of an NFL team versus at Michigan.
And you see all the highlights from all the interviews, like the Wednesday practice interviews, where, like, the Wednesday practice Michigan interview, like, no one listens to.
Yeah. Like, no one cares.
Continuing to go across the National Football League, we all saw Monday Night Football where Drake London could have cost the Falcons after scoring a game-tying touchdown. He did a dance where he moved around in a circle, seemingly firing some sort of gun into the sky or at Eagles fans. He was penalized 15 yards. Younghoe Koo had to kick a nearly 50-yard extra point to give the Falcons the lead. They make the kick. They go on to win. But Raheem Morris was asked about it this week. And, guys, this was just a classic misunderstanding. Drake London, that wasn't what you thought it was.
Initially, I didn't see it. And, you know, I guess it was the use of a weapon, how people interpreted that as a fine, as a penalty. And, you know, Drake, he's a great kid. And his intent was not as a use of a weapon. He probably was shooting T-shirts into the stands, to be honest with you, though, because he's just that kind of a guy. But he was excited. He got excited. He's one of those guys that that plays with great energy. He immediately apologized on site before I can even get a chance to correct him.
Why do you apologize if it was a T-shirt cannon?
What a, I love that spin zone.
I love
That's
it too.
So funny.
I love it too. Raheem Morris, you know what? If you're going to give me spin zones like that, okay, you can have the job over Bill Belichick.
Yeah, like right now, like that puts him at the top of my like coach of the year power rank.
That was an all-timer.
Like him and Harbaugh, quote for quote right now.
That was a good one. It's just a t-shirt. It's a t-shirt, guys.
I believe him. And then if you look at it, it looked like a t-shirt.
But it is so much funnier than that. At the end of the quote, he says he already apologized. And it's like, why? T-shirt cannon.
Oh, because there was a penalty. He put his team in a bad spot.
No, he apologized because...
He's such a good guy.
He made them think that they were going to get free t-shirts, and they didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good point.
He's got to give at least two free t-shirts out.
Sorry, coach. Sorry that the ref had a misunderstanding with what kind of weapon I was shooting.
Anyway, that's the 10-minute drill, everybody. It's Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Do you think the Astros will listen to Jose Altuve asking to pay Alex Bregman? That's on the table. Did CJ Stroud do too much talking to Caleb Williams? That's on the table as well. First, let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, you use promo code BET975. When you use that promo code, your initial deposit is going to be doubled immediately. Thursday night football. It's in East Rutherford, New York, and the Jets are hosting the Patriots. The Jets are 6-point favorites. The over-under for this game is 38.5. I do not think it's going to be a high-scoring game, so you want to take the under on that? You can. These are two teams that are defensive-minded. You've also got, in the Patriots, as 6-point dogs, I think, a bit too respectful of a line for the New York Jets. Am I biased? A little bit. I am wearing a Patriots shirt right now, but I feel like I know this team pretty well. They're good on defense. They're good at running the football. They're not good at protecting the quarterback. So I do think the Jets win, but I think the Patriots cover that 6-point spread, which you can get on right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can even bet on the election. Donald Trump plus 100. Kamala Harris minus 125. You can also bet on all sorts of randos out there. You know, you can bet on Mark Cuban or Oprah to be president. They're both plus 30,000. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Free stuff. Free stuff. Your University of Houston Cougars, they're taking on the evil Iowa State Cyclones. Too soon for a Cyclone to be coming back to Houston, in my opinion. In a year where we had a derecho. In a year where we also had a hurricane. I believe they should be canceled for glorifying storms that damage a city. But guess what? It's coming up. Saturday, September 28th, family weekend, Hispanic Heritage Game, thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Caller 3 to 713-780-3776. You're getting a pair of tickets to see the Cougs and Cyclones. If you don't end up getting those tickets, it's a family night special. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 drinks, just $80. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get your tickets. Come early, be loud, wear red. I don't stand for Cyclones. I don't. I think they're bad. I think they're evil.
I guess the one thing I guess
I've never seen a tornado.
You've never seen a tornado?
No, I've never seen a tornado.
That's the number reason why I don't miss Illinois.
There are a lot.
Not a lot, but enough. At least I know a hurricane's coming. A tornado just pops
out of nowhere. Yeah.
So like it's like a normal night and all of a sudden the sky is green and then the sirens start going off and you're just running down into the basement.
The derecho is the closest thing I've seen to one, I guess, but I never actually saw it. I saw like videos that were kind of blurry of it, but yeah. Cyclones. How dare Iowa State name themselves after a storm like that? Not cool. Miami Hurricanes? F you. F you. And Dell, he supports the Miami Hurricanes. Huh. Interesting. What does that say about him? Okay, if you want to weigh in on Altuve talking about signing Alex Bregman, you can. You can also weigh in on C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams, the big brotherly moment that's become such a controversy. But Joe likes to call things washed.
Yes.
And it inspired a new segment. It's going to be called Washed Watch. We were going to do it on Wednesday so we could get true alliteration, but I can't read, and I forgot it was in the rundown yesterday.
It's okay.
So on a Washed Watch Thursday, Joe, yes. Once again, you're going to present to the class people that we have to decide if they're washed or not.
And sometimes it won't be people. Sometimes it'll be things.
Things, too. Okay.
So we're going to start with a thing today.
A noun is the name of a person, place, or thing.
Yes. I don't have any experience on anymore.
Okay.
It's been a while. But I did meet my lovely wife. She is a Tinderella. We met on Tinder.
Oh.
So I have to ask, based on our conversations, I thought it was fitting the first time we did this. Are dating apps washed? Because I lean yes based on what I hear from you.
I don't think they're washed. I don't think I can handle them.
Okay.
So I'm going to say they are unwashed.
Okay. Are they washed?
They're dirty.
For the purpose of dating. Because that's what I've heard mostly, is that they're no longer used for dating.
Well, I mean, the first date that I went on with the person that I was seeing for a little bit of time, uh-huh. I will say that our first date was at 11:30 on a Saturday. So, hey,
AM or PM?
Don't make PM.
It wasn't a brunch. Okay,
wasn't a brunch. I'm not going any further with it, but. I can see how dating apps are definitely used more for hookups these days, but I can't go on them because I just look at my phone all day and because I just want to see more and more and more.
You ever run out of swipes?
All the time. All the time. I actually did something where on a couple of times I paid a little bit extra for just 1 week with the special privileges on the dating apps. Okay. And guess what? It works better when you pay.
That does not surprise.
Yeah. So if you subscribe to it, I would imagine they are very, very dirty. They're very unwashed.
Mm.
So I will not call dating apps washed. But me, my phone addiction issues,
okay.
My ability to handle the dating apps like an adult,
you can't,
that is washed.
Okay. That's washed.
I can't do that anymore. That's why I'm off them.
I feel like you share a fair amount on this show. I think I'm trying to start to share more.
You don't have to, by the way.
No, but we're going to make Sean. Sean, are you on dating apps?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Joe, I've gotten in trouble for this. So just like, I remember one
for
time.
For sharing?
Oh, yeah, for sharing, yeah. Yeah, one time, I kid you not, a girl that I had been on a few dates with, nothing had happened to that point. But I remember I said something that implied that she had spent the night. And guess what? She was listening with her parents and the religious.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. It's a shame. She's a great girl.
It's okay. I've been there before. I got in trouble like 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah, for eating certain things on the air that I'm not supposed to eat anymore.
Tobacco?
No, pork.
Yeah.
I got caught because we were eating boudin.
Damn, dude.
I
wouldn't have known boudin. Anyway, a washed watch continues.
All right, now we got a player here.
Yes.
Kyme Fairbairn, top 5 kicker, top 3 kicker in the NFL. This year in the NFL, kickers are 35 out of 37 on 50-plus yard field goals. The two misses have come from the same person. This person is also 10 for 21 on 50-plus yard field goals since week one of 2022.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Is Justin Tucker washed?
I'm going to let you go first because this is your baby.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm with you.
He's a good kicker. But he's not Justin Tucker anymore.
Justin Tucker
he's washed.
As Justin Tucker is washed. Justin Tucker is a good kicker, not washed. He's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Tucker as the best kicker in the NFL, undisputed, that has been washed away.
Mm-hmm. Sean?
Yeah, no, I think as best kicker in the NFL, he's no longer the best kicker in the NFL. But like the over 50-yard stuff is bad. The under 50 yards, he's still like basically automatic. Like he's missed from 49 to 40. He's missed three since 2020. under 40 or under 49. So I think he's still good. But yeah, I think as far as best kicker in the league, guys automatic all the time, washed.
Okay. So I think, and then, but that means he's definitely on like the watch list for being totally washed.
Because
once the 50-yard field goal goes,
yeah,
like, what's next?
And in like today's game, it's like,
yeah,
Sunday Night Football is talking about it. Everyone can kick from 50 yards. And he's also only 34. So it's like for a kicker.
Oh, that's surprising too.
Yeah, for a kicker, that's like a little surprise.
And I mean, he got bullied by Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce before the AFC Championship game.
I was thinking about that this weekend when I was at the Texans game. Just seeing the special teams guys like on the opposing fields. I'm like, I could see why, like, seeing it in person. It had been a while since I'd been to a game. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could see why this bothered Justin Tucker. And now they were being pretty aggressive with it too. But just even just being on the other teams.
Do you mean Kelce and Mahomes?
Kelce and Mahomes, yeah. But even just like being on the other side of the field for a special teams guy has to be a little annoying, even when they're not intentionally trying to bother you. Like, Kaimi is out there, and he's just surrounded by Bears players. It's just so bizarre how they do it. I get why they do it.
I would crop dust them.
Or it's like there's like rules of war where it's like oh no, we don't shoot the medics. Like we don't bark at the kickers. But if a defensive back comes over on this side of the 50, then we have a problem.
It makes me really view them as like not football players.
Yeah.
Because like they're just like yeah, you can be on the other side.
It's like in the Civil War, the press.
Oh yeah.
They're wearing like a blue hat. To let them know that you can't, they're not a combatant.
Mm-hmm.
Washed Watch with Joe George.
So dating apps washed?
Dating apps.
Paul's used
to. Dating apps, my ability to use a dating app is washed. My ability to use Instagram, also washed. I should have deleted it from my phone again.
I thought you did.
I know, but I keep on putting it back on so I can repost things from
Texans games
and stuff. And then I keep forgetting to take it off. And the next thing I know, I'm in a rabbit hole about,
you know what?
Paul Gallant washed?
Warhammer 40,000. I don't even know what they, but I'm fascinated by the lore of Warhammer 40,000.
Paul, I think you need a second phone.
No.
I think you need like.
No. I feel like Paul's like the opposite. Like I need less.
I don't like that. You need a phone with like just Instagram dating apps.
No.
Put all your bad apps on one phone.
No. Because then
you just turn the phone off.
You act like I have the self-control to not use this phone.
I mean,
I don't.
Paul, you delete the apps immediately re-download them.
My dad called me out on my vacation to Massachusetts. He's like, is all you do look at your phone? And like, my only excuse was, it's for my job. But, like, it wasn't. I was lying. It was just straight lying to his face.
I tried that with Dana, like, with my wife for so long when she would get mad at me. Like, I'm looking at it for work. She finally just caught on. She caught on.
She caught on?
Yeah. No, it's not an excuse anymore. It doesn't work. I've lost it.
So there you go, guys. Washed, everybody.
I'll take suggestions also.
I like it. I like this segment. I like that you call things washed.
You know. Well, you gotta call your shots sometimes.
Sometimes you got to call your shots.
Yeah.
Joe George with a mustache. Not washed.
Yeah, I think I am going to keep it.
I like the stash.
Yeah. It's still, I do kind of get like startled though.
You do? Who's this guy?
I just like look in the mirror and one day.
How thick are you going to let it get?
That's a great question. I think I might push it. Like push the
limit. Yeah, you can go a little bit further. I will say, as somebody who did the stash for a little bit and has had I used to have a really thick beard like about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It gets super itchy. It does get super itchy.
Yeah.
And you will look like you're picking your nose all the time. If you're like me, that's why I keep it at a certain level.
Because it doesn't itch.
Yeah, because I mean I constantly look like I'm picking my nose. I know that on YouTube.
I mean, we all know, but sometimes it's
picking your nose. Not washed. CJ Stroud does it too.
I was gonna say the best quarterback in the NFL. One of them picks his nose.
Oh, he got caught digging for gold.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes it just happens
on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, CJ Stroud, my 3-year-old, just digging for gold up there.
All right, it is Galata Georgie's Joe and Paul. I got Sean behind the glass. Up next, did CJ Stroud take it too far with Caleb Williams? And are you concerned about the amount of injuries that the Houston Texans are dealing with? They got some good news on that front, at least today. It's Galata and George, stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
Out here, if you're doing nothing,
you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.